Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield to Knightstown and beyond. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine. With care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
Hammer and Nigel.
Do you believe these characters are weirdos?
So let's rock it!
You know, Hammer, I think it's hilarious. Also, at the same time, sad. Our president of the United States, Joe Biden, said, quote, "Don't," when it came to Iran attacking Israel and sending over the 300 drones, and Iran was humiliated because Israel shot down all 300 of those suicide drones and missiles. And then Joe Biden whips around and tells Israel, "Don't," in terms of a response, and they did. They it was a limited attack last night, and they took out an air base. It was kind of next to a nuclear site in Iran. They did.
So first of all, your Biden impression is way too coherent. Even though there's an audible grunt followed by just one word, it's still way too coherent.
You're right. You're right. I need to work on it.
But everything that, quote, experts are saying about last night was this was a limited attack. It was a limited attack.
It was a demonstration that they could get into their air defenses at will. They got the air base in Iran, which happens to be kind of next door to one of those nuclear sites in the same area. So what's that message say? Hey, we decided not to hit your nuke sites this time, but we could have done worse, and you know it.
We know where they're at, and you can't stop us moving forward. So now the question becomes, is everybody cool? Like, is everybody even now?
No.
Because Iran sent this really weak, you know, attack at Israel. It was drones, a few missiles, but they telegraphed the whole thing. Everybody knew what was coming. It was purely for propaganda purposes for Iran. And in response, Israel, whose military is a badass, kind of does a, I don't want to say, half rear-ended attack at Iran.
It was limited.
But it sent a message. So is everybody even? Is everybody cool?
Mm.
Or is this a prelude to something bigger? And that's the question. Are we going to start seeing some of these proxy groups affiliated with the Iranians starting to make a little bit noise?
Well, that's the thing. Iran's backing down. They have already signaled the intent not to respond, and they're lying and claiming the Israelis weren't even there in the first place. It was some sort of internal attack, internal explosion. So they're already denying that Israel had anything to do with it. And boy, yeah, you're right. It's going to go back to proxies. It's going to go back to Hamas and Israel and Hezbollah. And those two proxies aren't doing very well right now either.
Aaron Cohen is a former Israeli special ops vet. He jumped on Fox News last night as this was all breaking down to talk about what's next for some of these proxy groups, the BFF of Iran.
So this is the MO of the IRGC. They're gonna gas up all their proxies. First of all, Israel's been dealing with Hezbollah for like 20 years. They were in southern Lebanon for several years. This is back in my day in the 90s, ended up pulling out. Hezbollah has always been a constant threat on the northern border. We're just seeing more of it ramped up since October 7th, since October 8th. So we're going to see more of that coming from that southern border of Lebanon into Israel. This again, that's that multi-360 type of attack with Israel's back into the ocean. So that's definitely a threat. It's a concern. So Israel's got to keep an eye on the northern part of its border up there, where 80,000, 100,000 citizens have been displaced since October 7th, since the war started.
And of course, the Iranian state-run media, they're basically treating this like a win. They're telling their people, listen, all those explosions you may have seen, that was us shooting down the things coming in.
Okay.
So this is really about propaganda for Iran. There's a lot of similarities between what Iran is doing now to what Fatboy was doing with North Korea for a while. They want to be viewed as players on the national stage, so they're going to make as much noise as they can. They're going to use their state-run media to brainwash their people. And now the question is, what's next.